want to welcome everyone out this morning for our Commissioners Court. This is December the 31st, 2014. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Heffner, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
That's great. Lord, we thank you for this day, for the many blessings you give us, Lord. We thank you for this past year and keeping us safe and healthy, Lord. Pray that you be with us this morning as we take care of our county business. Just go with us as we begin the new year, Lord. Keep us safe. Help us to be better witnesses for you. Ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
What? I don't know why I have 2 years, but now I can't say the Pledge of Allegiance, but I can say the Pledge of Allegiance. Having a moment.
Item three is considering taking action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkas, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payrolls.
I abstain.
Payrolls approved. There we go. Item 3D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Three E are accounts payable.
Judge, on the accounts payable, there are several people that we've gone through and between the auditor and I trying to clean up a few checks that were outstanding. So you'll see probably in the description, because we left the description the same, on some of our employees, because I didn't want to have to cheat anything. Well, you have to cheat to stay over $100. But some of our employees that are still here and some that have left, we're redoing their checks that they've lost or misplaced and for schooling or mileage or something like that. So they're on this. They've already been approved, but they trying to clean up some stuff they're running today. But the other question I had is on the Tyler Tech bill that's on hold. You had wanted the $5,615 paid.
Yes.
But on this, when it actually went through, it went for the whole amount. So I need y'all to do cleaning up to pay this amount or hold it all, whatever we need to on it.
We need to pay.
Because I had to void the check and whatever.
We need to pay the $5,600.
$5,615? Yes. Okay.
That's all.
All right. So I'll void it and reissue that if that's okay with the court. So, and that's all I had on that.
Motion to approve.
Brandy, excuse me, did you check into that schooling?
The assistant auditor had called down to the hotel because there was a discrepancy on the rate, and she actually talked to someone, and that is the correct amount.
For how many nights? Don, how many nights are you staying when you go to school?
Tuesday night, Thursday.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night?
Monday night, actually. Driving down Monday. Start early.
Well, different schools are different nights, like, because mine, she's gone 4 days, four nights.
Ours was 4 days,
Monday night,
three
Tuesday
nights.
Night, Wednesday night, and coming home Thursday, and Thursday night, coming home Friday.
175 a night, I think.
Finishes up that day on Friday.
I think they think it's a gouge.
Do we normally do that on the drive down?
Depending on what time the school starts. What time does school start?
It's paying for the most.
Nine. Okay, if it's at nine, that's it.
4:11, is it?
9:11.
Thank you.
That just, that's significantly higher than what ours would cost.
So that was not on here yet.
I thought it was extremely.
Yeah.
Well, the only question was the hotel, because the night stay, but your school starts earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
So.
But we need to pay $56.15.
That's fine.
He's staying an extra night, but he's paying for that night himself. The county's paying for three. It's $179 a night.
Okay. Motion to approve the accounts payable?
I made the motion to approve.
Oh, I second you.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Accounts payable are approved. Mike's dad had a.
Yeah, nothing big.
A bill.
For $5. But I'm doing right.
Are you coming here?
Huh?
It was a $5 check.
Because he paid, took the wrong amount.
Item 3F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, letter of resignation from Mark Warren, our librarian, interlocal agreement for forensic laboratory services between Upshur County and Dallas County, and the state mileage reimbursement notice.
Move to accept for recording stated documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item four is discuss and take action to appoint emergency services district board commissioners. And on this term, the terms that expire are Claudia Henson, Bubba DeBerry, and Mark Nichols.
Bubba DeBerry and Mark Nichols are from Precinct 2. As far as I know, they want to stay on, right?
Mark Nichols is in four now, and that makes us have two in Precinct 4.
Did he move?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
No, that doesn't.
No, I know.
Particularly matter.
There's going to be two from somewhere.
Do all three want to continue to serve?
I talked to Mr. DeBerry, and he does, and Mr. Nichols does.
Yes.
Have you talked to Claudia?
And we got a point three. Did you give him a call?
I did. Bubba said that, he said he's fine being the chairman, if it's the way it is.
Yeah. But some more, one member from the fire department came with me and asked me about some more, but he didn't bring me back any names, so I guess nobody else wanted to serve.
And Claudia hasn't told you he doesn't want to serve, so.
No.
Can we just accept this list?
Or we want to postpone this till, just whatever.
I think it has to be done now, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of needs to be done today, at least.
He says
Yeah, Sheriff?
I have a quick question. Mark Nichols, your management coordinator of the county, would have been conflicted since that's a tax identity that he owned the board of?
I don't think so.
No, no, it'll be all right. It's a good question, though.
Really? Say what? Well, that's a, no, they get their own money from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, from not our.
You are?
I heard that they were asking for someone to be removed or not reinstated.
Bubba said at one time that may have been the case, but not anymore.
Okay.
Things are better.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion that we just accept those three candidates, just reinstate those three individuals.
Second.
Is this a two-year term?
Two-year term. The motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, is to reappoint the expiring members. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6.5 is discuss and take action to pay for an office chair for the Sheriff's Department out of non-departmental. Gary Roberts needed to buy a chair, and the chair was normally $350, but it was $100 off that 1 week. And so he called me, and I know normally we approve these expenditures before the court approves them before the purchase is made, but the chair was $100 cheaper. And so the auditor and I told him to go ahead and buy it, and we would bring it in front of the commissioner's court to ratify that decision. We were just trying to save $100.
I issued the PO out of the sheriff's department budget, and then left it up to y'all whether y'all want to.
I'm going to pay for the office chair for the Sheriff's Department out of non-departmental.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to pay for the chair out of non-departmental. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to upgrade bandwidth or request proposals for internet service. We have a proposal from ETEX. But I talked to Charlie Kano last night, and he said that this price may change and get a little better. I have a meeting with him next Tuesday. Also, because of the expense, we probably need to just go ahead and request proposals and see if there's anybody else out there that can provide service. So,
to me, that's better, because if you ever add two or whatever, if your proposal's under 50 and you make changes, you can't go over 50, right? If you haven't advertised.
Right.
So, kind of.
So I'm going to suggest y'all let me advertise it and take proposals until the 30th, and then look at those on the 31st of January.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to request proposals for our internet service until January the 30th and open those on our January 31st meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Yeah. So let's go back to item 6, the internet service. We need to, I guess, accept those until the 29th also.
Any motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Yeah, Cole and Mike.
Second.
So the motion is second. Now, under item 6 is to accept bandwidth proposals until the 29th of January and open those or look at those on the 30th. Those in favor?
Aye.
Yes, sir.
It will be to all county buildings?
Yes. What I have right now from ETEX includes a fiber line out to your building that they're going to that they would install if we accept them at no cost to us. It's about a $10,000 project, but they're willing to do that. So that's going to be part of the proposal. Anybody else that offers us the service is going to have to give us that fiber optic cable out to your place.
Just for the last 6 months, we've been unable to access the county website, and that's that's something that's pretty critical in our department. We have to call and ask other departments to do it for us.
Yeah. That's part of the problem we're fixing. Do you have questions, Chair?
Yeah, it's not really on this, but it is. We're in a negotiation with ETEX over the cable in the jail. I wonder if we still have their phone system, right?
Yes, we do.
Can I add all of that together?
Which cable do you mean?
Cable in the jail.
TV.
TV cable. Because you know they have a combo, they have that combo.
Okay.
We can lower that, put it all together, that lower y'all's. It would help us, because we're negotiating with them right now in the contract.
I'll talk to him in the meeting Tuesday. I'm not comfortable with the court. Because the way I worded it, I just said internet.
Right, I know. We didn't know y'all were doing that, because we're over here trying to take care of the jail side. And it would actually be good if we could figure out a way to do it, put it on the agenda and do it.
I'll talk to him.
Okay, we'll talk to you after court if you don't mind, kind of give you a rundown of what's going on so you know what we're talking about.
Okay, I'll see him Tuesday. Item 7 is discuss and take action to authorize the execution of the standard form of agreement between owner and architect, where the basis of payment is a stipulated sum between Upshur County and Komatsu Architecture. And that are these documents here. They're standard AIA agreements. And this is for the foundation work on the courthouse.
Motion to approve the documents that's requested here.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to hire Upshur County Library position. Due to Mr. Warren retiring, we need to go ahead and post this and see who applies. Just like the internet service, I'm going to suggest that we take those applications until the 30th.
Okay.
For a month. Is that
okay.
what y'all think?
That's good. And it is my understanding that we don't have to have a certified librarian because we do not get grants, state grants.
No, that's not exactly true. There's some state library services.
Okay.
That you don't get unless you have a master librarian.
Okay.
We don't have to.
But that's a plus.
But it's a plus.
Okay. That's the way we ought to list that then as a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about have one of the employees down there agreed to take control of that while we're doing this?
Yeah, Joe Stern would do that.
Okay. Joe.
Y'all know Joe?
What's her last name?
Sturm, S-T-U-R-M.
Judge.
I'll move that we take that applications.
The 30th is Friday.
The 30th is Friday?
So we need to back it up to the 29th.
Okay, sorry. Uh-oh. Thank you.
I'll move that we accept that. Go out for applications for Upshur County Library position until January 29th.
Second.
Motions that we accept applications for the Upshur County Librarian position until January the 29th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And Joe, we already took action on the library. We're going to accept applications until the 29th of January, and we want you to be in charge of things in the meantime. Okay? You got here just in time.
Go to work.
Go open the library. Item 9 is discuss and take action to approve resolution in regards to FLSA section 207K. This is an IRS exemption for law enforcement that we needed to clean up and make sure we had right. And many people have worked on this over the past 3 or 4 months. The auditor's office, several of the sheriff's employees, several members of the court. And so What I did several weeks ago was try to put it into a written form that we would that we could accept.
I move to approve a resolution in regards to the FLSA Section 207K.
Second.
Motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner, to approve the resolution in regard to FLSA Section 207K exemptions for the county. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I move to adjourn.
He's in a hurry to leave office, I guess.
I'm always.
You didn't even get a second on that. We won't keep you around long as we can.
Okay.
I did.
I'm on the payroll till midnight, I guess. Our hourly pay is really low if you consider it that way. 24 hours.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.